The High Court in Accra has dismissed the contempt charges against Dr. Edward Mahama of the PNC and six others. The case was sent to court by a faction of the party who were challenging the eligibility of the party leadership to continue in office. Bernard Mona is General Secretary of the PNC. Sir, what's your account of what happened in court today?
Well, as you are aware, a group of members of our party last year broke into the party headquarters, organized a meeting and a press conference, and declaring the National Executive Committee non-existent and had to form an interim management committee. We reported to the police that some people have entered our party headquarters unlawfully, and the police took the matter up. Subsequent to that, the lower court had asked that they vacated the party headquarters to allow day-to-day running of party activities to continue. Later, when we went to take over the party office, they took us to court that we had contempted the lower court decision of people to stay out of the party headquarters. Today, Justice Quist took the various views and came to the conclusion that the issues brought against us were inappropriate and that no court could actually ask that the national executive of a party should stop running the affairs of the party, and that for the political parties to function, it is important that our national executive continue to work. The case was therefore thrown out, and then a cost of 5,000 Ghana cedis was awarded against Dr. Tobiga and his colleagues, and we have come out of court. What I think this has done is that it has brought about a new energy in the running of the party affairs. We are inspired by the ruling to now continue to work assiduously towards revamping the structures of the party at the lower levels so that we can go for the National Delegates Congress, where all who are interested in national leadership may then put themselves forward for the delegates to determine.
Yes, but for the defendants, how significant is the ruling?
Well, to the extent that the party has not been asked to suspend its activities because there is some people who are contesting the legitimacy, I think that is significant to ensure that the party continue to operate, to allow our party structures to begin to put themselves in place, and to say that the party will begin to grow from strength to strength. And I think that that is the significance. I don't think that there is anything like a victory, given the fact that we have lost so much time, time which we hitherto would have used to organize and to put our party in pole position. This time has been lost, and I think that if you listen, watch the demeanor of Dr. Mahama in court, you certainly know that he is not an excited man by the outcome, and none of us is claiming any victory. But just to say that the party has now got the opportunity to regroup and to move forward.
And Dr. Tubiga's function, they certainly have a role to play in forging a united front. So how do you intend to mend fences and bury your differences for the sake of party unity?
Well, as you are aware, Dr. Mahama had earlier on extended an olive branch to all party members and asked us to close our ranks to ensure that we are able to put our collective energy for the service and benefit of the party and the people of Ghana. I am sure that the same spirit still exists, and that we will do everything to ensure that there is camaraderie amongst us as members of the People's National Convention. It is only when we are together that others may be motivated to join us. And so we will meet now that the court has taken a decision. We will call for a National Executive Committee meeting as soon as possible so that all the other members of the National Executive Committee will help us to take a decision that will move the party forward.
Thank you, General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona.